Three campesino activists were found murdered in the southern Mexican state of Guerrero this week. The men had been protesting for farmers' rights and were disappeared with five other community leaders following an action demanding basic supplies. FSRN's Andalusia Knoll has more from Mexico.
It is growing season in southern Mexico, and farmers in Iguala, Guerrero were preparing to plant their crops but lacked fertilizers. Demanding that the state government provide them with essential farming materials, members of the Popular Union of Iguala organized a protest at a toll booth on the highway outside of town on May 30th. Following the protest, eight of the union's leaders were disappeared, and their whereabouts were unknown until a few days later, when four of them were able to escape their kidnappers. Their survivors said that the other three men, Arturo Martinez Cardona, Rafael Gandera, and Angel Roman, had been assassinated. They said they didn't know the whereabouts of the fourth. Abel Barrera is the head of the Guerrero-based human rights organization, Tlachinolan. He says the so-called war on drugs has not just taken the lives of those involved with organized crime, but also community activists.
We are talking about three compañeros who are social activists, defenders of the rights of campesino farmers, who are movement fighters. For example, Arturo has been working 25 to 30 years in favor of campesinos. This is very serious. It has generated an indignation in the state of Guerrero and on a national level for the manner in which they were disappeared, tortured, and executed.
The attack on these men occurred while thousands of activists in Mexico City were organizing a week of action against disappearances. Hector Cerezo is a former political prisoner and helped organize a People's Permanent Tribunal during the week of action to document forced disappearances and extrajudicial killings.
The severity of the situation happening in Mexico concerning violations of human rights is so grave that international judges, a year ago in the introductory pre-audience of the People's Permanent Tribunal in Ciudad Juarez, when they listened to the testimonies of the victims, told us the correct term that we should use is state terrorism.
Local campesinos say police in Iguala Guerrero have not launched an investigation into these deaths. Few arrests and prosecutions have been made regarding the 25,000-plus disappearances and 70,000-plus murders that have occurred across the country in the past 6.5 years. Andalusia Knoll, FSRN, Mexico City.